more Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos, WSEG.
I guess we're on. Welcome back.
Awesome. Let's do it.
To the Coach of Makos. We're sitting at the corner of Oglethorpe and Price. We're at the 2017 Rock and Roll Marathon right here in Savannah, Georgia. Over 18,000 participants. And it looks like, Melissa, there's still people walking. We might be here by ourselves till 11 o'clock.
All right. I'm just glad I'm done.
But, yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, seeing these people run by. And right at the height of the marathon, about 9:30, I mean, there was just a mass of people running by us. And you took part of it. But, I mean, just a great event.
This is awesome. 18,000 runners. I feel special that I was one of those 18,000.
You went 7 miles.
7 miles, yep.
Did you lose something?
Yeah, I did. My, you know, these new iPhones, you got to have the little doohickey.
The little doohickey so you can get your earphones in and everything else. So.
Yes, I'm special.
Okay, well, we're at, like I say every week, my favorite part of the show, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Got to thank Dr. Bart Weathering for doing this. But this young man, just an unbelievable career over at Benedictine. I mean, he's been all over the place. As a freshman, you knew he was something special. Then sophomore, junior, and now his senior year. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, this young man eclipsed 1,000 yards last week as he ran for over 200 yards and 3 scores against Metter. I mean, last night he scored 3 touchdowns. He only carried 76 yards, but in a 41-0 win over Jeff Davis to clinch the region title. They already had it clinched. But once again, to home field advantage in the playoffs, he's been part of BC's 25-game winning streak in the backfield, in the slot receiver. He's joining us now live on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, and the man himself from Benedictine, Travis Blackshear. Travis, thanks for coming on. Travis, are you there? Did we lose Travis? All right. Well, we'll talk a little high school football here. Hopefully our man Cody will get him back on the line. But, I mean, high school football season's over. A lot of teams are playing for different positions. They're in the playoffs. And what can you say about BC? You've been a sports reporter in this town since 2007. There's just something special over there now that Danny Britt's taking it over.
One of the cool things that I really noticed about Benedictine is it's not just football. They're basketball. You fill in the blank. Everything that has to do with Benedictine is done with the utmost pride, the utmost respect. Their fans, their athletes, their teachers, the whole school in and of itself is just simply amazing. And to watch these student athletes succeed the way that they are is really impressive. And when you're looking at these records, sometimes we always talk about, sometimes it's not just about winning and losing. These kids are winning and losing, not just on the field, but in life.
I mean, and you know what's special about it? When you look at their coaching staff.
Yeah.
BC, class of 92. BC, class of 2010. BC, class of 2003.
It's a huge tradition.
It just brings them back.
Huge tradition. And I love loyalty. You know how I feel about that. Derek Jeter is going to go into the Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee. I love the loyalty aspect because it's hard to find that these days. And to see that alumni come back and give back to their school, and not only give back, but work there, that's impressive. And it just keeps that tradition going.
Well, it's something special, and now we're going to try it again. Joining us on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the man himself, running back Travis Blackshear. Travis, how's it going?
Going good.
Well, we're sorry about the connection. It got I guess cut off there, but and I wanted you to come down here to be part of it because it's something special when we have the kids on. But once again, I appreciate you taking the time this morning to coming on the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, last week 200 yards. Last night 3 touchdowns. What's so special about football at Travis Blackshear?
I've been playing the game since I was 4 years old, and I just always. Something special about this game that I really liked it.
What do you like so much about it?
I like the physicality of it. It's like shows who's a man and who's not a man. So you got to be mentally prepared for this game.
But before I let Melissa go, my co-host, Melissa Makos, she was a former WTOC sports reporter, sports anchor. Okay, but you're taking the beating because you're running the ball or catching the ball, or are you giving the beating? Travis, did you hear me?
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I said, you're known as one of the top running backs in the city. So you're running the ball or one of the top receivers, but you just said you like the physicality, giving somebody a beating. Do you do that when you carry the ball or catch the ball?
No, sir.
Travis, your stats are really impressive. You said you've been playing football since you were 4 years old. Did you ever envision that you would be at the level that you're at right now when you first started?
No, not really. I just, coming to the high school, I didn't really think I would be playing, like playing how I am now. So it really all started in the weight room and getting bigger and training over the summer. So now I'm playing a big role for my team and looking forward to going back to the state championship.
And as Melissa just said, I mean, you're so talented. You can run the ball. You can catch the ball. You know, you return kickoffs, and sometimes they throw you out in defense. If I had to talk to Coach Britt and ask him, what is Travis's best skill on the football field, what would he tell us?
You might say a variety of things. I don't know. Coach Britt, I love Coach Britt a lot. He's very, very nice. Very nice coach.
Travis, I have a quick question for you. You talked about being in the weight room and working really hard for your craft and your skill and your sport. How does that impact you when it comes to the classroom? Because I always stress the student athlete. How do you work that time management factor?
It takes a lot out of the school day, coming from school, then going straight to practice, then got homework late at night. So it takes a lot. You got to be physically and mentally prepared for this sport.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic after the week. We're talking to senior running back from Benedictine Military School, Travis Blackshear. Okay, Travis, so coming into the season, did you have any personal goals for Travis Blackshear to run for 1,000 yards, to score 20, 25 touchdowns, or was your goal all team-oriented? Travis?
What was that? The phone keep on going out. I couldn't hear. What was that question?
That's because Carl has that flip phone.
Gee, thanks, Melissa. I really don't have a flip phone, Travis. I said, going into the season, did you have any personal goals, or was it all team-oriented?
My personal goal was to get stronger, run the ball a lot harder, and run my route better, because over the summer, been doing a lot of training and stuff, getting prepared for the season. So those are my real big goals for this year.
And as far as a team, I mean, you've been part of this program now for over 3.5 years, 25 straight wins, 2 state titles. What are you looking for this year?
We want to, as a team, we want to hopefully go back and play for another state championship title. But in order to do that, we got to play one game at a time, practice hard all week long, then Friday, do what we got to do, get the W.
Travis, what would another state championship mean to you and the Benedictine Cadets?
It'll mean a lot. I think we worked so hard since June, and I think we really deserve it because the way how we work. We work hard all week long, so we should see what it does, what it pays off in.
Well, you talked about Coach Britt. You said you like him a lot. He does a lot of good things. What is so good about Coach Britt? I mean, he's come over to that program. He's turned the atmosphere, the culture. What do you like so much about this man?
I like the way how he runs the whole organization. Everything is in order, how he wants it to go. Practice is smooth, how he wants it to go. Everything is just in order, nothing out of place or anything. He's just a very wonderful man. Love him.
And you're listening to the Coach of Makos. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic after the week. We're talking to Travis Blackshear, senior running back from Benedictine School. Hey, do you have any time to participate in any of the sports?
I participate in basketball and track and field.
All right. I know what you're going to say, but which one is your most favorite sport?
football.
I knew you'd say that. Now, as far as in school, do you have time to be in any clubs, any other extracurricular activities? Because I know you guys are big into the ROTC program there. Do you have time to do anything like that?
Yes, sir. I'm currently in the JROTC program right now.
And how do you like doing that?
Sir?
I said, how do you like being part of the ROTC program, and what is that ROTC program taught Travis Blackshear?
I like the ROTC program. Most people would be like, you're in the JROTC program, but it's actually good for you. A lot of discipline and everything gets you ready for the real world. So I enjoy being in it.
Travis, what's your next step? You're a senior. Are you looking to play football in college?
Yes, I'm looking forward to playing college football. I don't know where yet, but by December, I should, in between December and January, I should be knowing where.
Do you
I
have a
to
top
play.
Five schools? Where do you want to go?
I don't know yet. I'm going to wait and see what is on the table for me to choose from. Then that's when I decide.
Boston College could use a good running back.
She's a Boston College Eagles alum, so she loves Matt Ryan. All right, Travis, let's get to the last question here. As far as Benedictine goes, you've been there 3.5 years. What's so special about going to Benedictine Military School?
BC is, well, first it started out, I was at Blessed Sacrament. I didn't really know much about BC. So after Blessed Sacrament, my mom said she was going to sign me up for BC. So, and all my friends was going there, so I was kind of excited. And when I got there, I just love the brotherhood. That's the most important thing about it, going to BC. Like, just loving everybody. You meet new people from different schools. You all come together. It's like a brotherhood, like family you'll never forget.
All right, final question here, Travis. After the football's over, hopefully your dreams come true, NFL and so on. What does Travis want to do after all the athletics and college is over?
What was the accent here?
What would you like to do after you finish college and playing sports? Any special interest?
Hopefully I like to make it to the NFL, but I got backup plans, like study forensic science and hopefully going that field if not. But I got backup plans if the NFL doesn't work out.
Well, Travis, set your dreams high, buddy, because you got a lot of talent. You don't know what's going to happen. And hopefully a big-time college will come around and scoop you up because they got something special in you. I've enjoyed watching you for 3.5 years. I'm going to watch you through the playoffs. Great job, and always go Cadets.
Good job, Travis. We look forward to seeing what you do in your future.
Thank you.
All right, Travis, I'll get back with you. We'll meet up. I got a plaque for you from Dr. Bart Wetherington, and I got a T-shirt for you from the Carl DeMonte Sports Report with the coach of Makos. Appreciate you coming on, and good luck next week and the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
What a great kid. I mean, humble. You're impressed by the way he carries himself on the football field. And, you know, BC, that's all with all the cadets. That's the one thing they always say, the brotherhood.
Brotherhood. And unfortunately, as a female, it's hard for me to understand that brotherhood at Benedictine.
You can understand a sisterhood.
I sure can. But when I first moved out here, people said, oh, where'd you go to school? I said, BC. And they're like, no, you didn't. You didn't go to Benedictine. I said, BC is Boston College. I had to learn real quickly that BC in Savannah means Benedictine. And I learned real quickly about the brotherhood and the camaraderie that you would see and find at Benedictine. What a great school and what a great program, because they're raising men. Travis talked about the discipline, and I guarantee that a lot of what he does on the football field is due to the discipline that he gets at that school as a military academy. So,
just great overall kid, and you know, I think we'll see or we'll hear more about Travis Blackshear.
Oh, definitely.
Got to thank Dr. Bart Wetherington. He's been with me since 2010 when I first got on the radio. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. You're sore like Melissa. You you want to try and pick something up, but you can't. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. I love this part. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, where everything's cooler, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. All right, next up, got to get to this man. He's probably waiting for us. WTOC, Mid-Morning Live host, co-host. I don't know who his co-host in crime is now, but a good friend of Melissa, a good friend of mine, Tim Guidera.
Can't wait for Timmy G.
You're listening to the Coach of Makos on the Call DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, take us out of here. Get our guests ready to go.